And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
And Michael Sullivan, the boss of bluebet.com.au, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners.
And as I go to Mark Piggy Riddell, Ian from Doonside says, his tips keep on winning. Show him more respect. The answer would be no. Hello, Piggy.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning,
Sullivan. Everyone's got to flum a winner every now and then, a series of winners. But
it was well back, that one last week.
Oh, well, he's got a legion of fan.
It ran favourites. All the punters must have been listening.
Yes.
They stormed into it.
Well, and after listening to Mel Schumacher, they might be listening again today.
The Shoey's
a funny man. The Shoey just, we only got to 61. I've got to put him back to Tuesday when I come back to work, and I just love listening to him. Now, Broncos and Panthers, no Darius Boyd. He was in, then he was out yesterday. What's happening here, Michael?
Well, they're out a little bit, the Broncos. They're $1.40 out to $1.45. The Panthers, $2.85, and it's a flat six at the blue bet line.
Who are you tipping?
I'm tipping the Panthers. I think they can beat the Broncos. No Darius Boyd is a massive loss. But if the Panthers are to win, I think Cartwright, he's got to play a key role for him. He scored two last week. He set up another. He needs a big game for them, but I'm tipping the Panthers.
Okay, then we have the one tomorrow night, Eels-Cowboys at ANZ Stadium. What's the betting here, Michael?
Parramatta $1.36, the Cowboys $3.25, and it's a flat eight at the blue bet line.
I suspect it's my Eels, is it?
Yeah, certainly the Eels. They put in a big performance last week against the Storm. Unfortunately, they couldn't get the victory, but I think they can beat the Cowboys.
All right, Michael, give us a winner for this big meeting, George Main Stakes Day.
Well, racing, Winx comes back again, Ray. We're still the best odds in Australia, in the world,
Madness prevails.
Well, it's got to fear now. It's got to the fear, if I don't lay her and she gets beaten, I'll have the Doona over my head for 3 days.
Exactly.
Over to the Kingston Town, so Winx is $1.10. Yeah. The Kingston Town, which is race eight, there's been good money in the office for Life Less Ordinary, number 11, trained by Chris Waller. To be ridden by Avdullah, and it has been $4.20 into $4. There's been good money for it in the Kingston Town, but great racing tomorrow. The shorts is an absolute belting sprint race. Chautauqua and English and the other one in there too, Red Zeal, which has been a heavily back favourite.
All right, Piggy, what is it?
Well, I think I'm going against Sully again. I think I'm in the same race. Race 8, number 3, Chocanti.
What did you say it was?
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, I know you can't. I just want you to say it again, that's all. Chocanti.
Chocanti. I didn't know whether it was auntie or auntie.
No, well, if it was auntie, it'd be A-U-N-T.
380.
All right. 380. See you, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, Michael Sullivan, bluebet.com.au. Mark Piggy Riddell, 8.5 minutes to midday.